You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The off-year election of 2017 is in the history books. Now the winners can get on with the job of fulfilling their campaign promises. In Detroit, voters gave Mayor Mike Duggan a second term and rejected a challenge from Coleman Young II. Detroit Free Press editorial writer Nancy Kaffer is with us. Now, Mike Duggan won in a landslide, more than 70% of the vote. Was this more a case of Mike Duggan winning this or Coleman Young II losing?
Well, I think like for most incumbents, this was always the mayors to lose, not the challengers to win. I mean, you have an incumbent who has done a lot of the stuff he said he would. And I think that there was a chance that he could have been given a better run for his money by a different candidate. Senator Young did not run that campaign, and the mayor ran a good campaign. That being said, you know, a pretty small number of people came out to vote, which everyone will read their own tea leaves into. Some folks will say, well, if you didn't get out and vote, then that must mean you're pretty content with how things are going. And other folks will say, if you didn't get out and vote, it means you're not engaged at all in the process and don't even feel like your vote matters. And they're probably all right. There are probably people who feel that way, both of those ways.
What are the to-dos for him now? What needs to happen in his second term?
Well, he needs to, you know, he said that he believes that people have had confidence in him because they can look at neighborhoods where they've seen progress happen, where their friends or their cousins or their acquaintances live, and they've seen more work happening, and that folks could have confidence that the city is coming to help them. That is a thing he has to make good on. He has to extend this work to other parts of the city. And he also has to get pretty serious about accountability. They continue to be dogged by questions about the demolitions program. There are ongoing investigations into that program. This is obviously a very sore spot, irregularity or question about the way contracts are awarded. This is unfortunately the thing that every politician elected in the post-Kwame Kilpatrick era will sort of struggle under the shadow for a while. Any kind of irregularity around the awarding of contracts is going to draw a lot of questions, and it should. This is something that the mayor has said that some of the land bank practices were not well conceived, and they've changed them. But you know, we really have to be very clear going forward about what is and isn't happening. You know, what deals are being made, what processes are. I mean, that's something the Detroiters deserve.
Looking at city council races, one I wanted to get your thoughts on was District 6 council member Raquel Castaneda Lopez. A super PAC tied to the Maroon family, spent a lot of money trying to get her unelected. They were supporting her challenger, and she was reelected. So how would you characterize the Maroon family's hold on Detroit's levers of power on this day after the election?
Well, it was very close. I mean, that was not a slam dunk by any means. You know, the Maroon family, obviously, Councilmember Castaneda Lopez has been very outspoken about a lot of sort of status quo things. She's pushed back for her district on a lot of questions about how tax dollars are funding. I mean, this is not necessarily related to the Maroons, but how tax dollars are being used to fund a big business project. She's pushed back on the bridge that the Maroon family is trying to build. She's been very outspoken, and if you're a Maroon, I can see why that would not be what you want. But, you know, this is the second time the Maroons have spent a lot of money and not won. If you recall, I think it was 2012, there was that proposal to try to invoke statewide approval for any international bridge crossing, which was clearly aimed at shutting down a publicly built bridge to Canada. Didn't work. They spent sort of an obscene amount of money on that. I mean, money certainly gives people a leg up in politics, but I think we've seen a couple of times it's not the only factor, which is pretty heartening, really.
Overall, big takeaways for city council races, incumbents versus new faces.
Well, this has been one of the most sort of uneventful councils we've had impaneled in a while. And, you know, you've been covering this stuff for a while. You know that previous councils have provided a lot more fodder for headlines with personal behavior or antics at the table. And this council has been pretty unremarkable in that way. There's been a lot of collegial coalition building to support, you know, various things that have come up. There hasn't been anything real crazy that's happened in session. There have been a couple people who've had some personal problems. One of them, incumbent George Cushingberry, was the only person who got unseated. And yeah, so this has been a council most folks just, I guess, clearly don't have any real problems with, and so almost everyone got returned to their seats.
In our final few seconds, the race for city clerk certainly drew a lot of attention because of a lot of problems in Detroit during the presidential election last year. But Janice Winfrey squeaked out a win over challenger Garland Gilchrist. What are your thoughts?
That was the real nail-biter. That was the race that I think most people were watching most avidly. A lot of folks didn't expect him to make it out of the primary. He did, and then ran a very strong campaign. He's a really exciting young man who has a lot of really interesting ideas, ways to use social media and technology to improve voter turnout in Detroit, which is abysmal. I think a lot of, especially young Detroiters, were really excited about him, and a lot of people are very crushed this morning that he didn't win. It was very close. Clerk Winfrey, I think a lot of folks don't remember what the situation in the clerk's office was when she was elected in 2005. Jackie Curry, who had been clerk, ran a very unsatisfactory department. When she got unelected, it was when Winfrey won. And she has done a lot to restore credibility to the office, but I think a lot of folks don't remember what she took over. We've got a lot of people who just haven't been in the city that long, and they discount what she's done. Now, our paper endorsed Gilchrist because we felt like that she had done a lot, but that it was time to let someone else take the wheel. Detroit voters disagreed, very narrowly disagreed. But we really hope that the clerk takes some of Gilchrist's ideas and implements them. I mean, he had really sharp ideas, and, I think that the clerk is a good person who cares about her job, and I hope that she's looking for the best ideas from all quarters.
Nancy Caffer, Detroit Free Press, thanks so much.
Thank you.